Stevie Wonder, Blowing in the Wind from 1966 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Wendy Ritz with FSU Panama City and Sarah Burris with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. We're talking about an event going on tomorrow night, film airing at 7:30 over at FSU Panama City. 7:30? 7:30. Excellent. The PBS POV of Peer Kids. Sarah, tell me a little bit about the documentary that y'all will be showing.
Yeah, so Peer Kids is a PBS POV film, and it's directed by Alex Brayton and produced by Chester Gordon. And it really is looking at a group of young black queer homeless kids that are living in the New York City historic Christopher Street Pier. And in this community, they find safety and family among each other. However, it's not an easy life, so you're still gonna it's still gonna have some more difficult issues that you're approaching in the film. But Elegance Branton himself, he was kicked out at 16, and he lived on the Christopher Street Pier for about 10 years. So this is a life that he knows, and he wants to kind of share with the public. But he's an award-winning film director now, and he is very successful. So
certainly, and it's interesting to see the way that life is for other people, certainly in different regions of the U.S. Mm-hmm. Certainly different economic statuses, and whether it's an urban city or a rural city, but to see how a person of a certain type is treated, and the struggles that they have to go through, both due to their life, along with their accessibility to resources. It's certainly interesting to see, and that's kind of why PBS POV does such a variety of documentaries on people's lives.
Correct. So POV stands for point of view, and it's globally, there's films across the world, and they really highlight film directors that are doing great documentaries.
So it's going to be an excellent insight into what other people are going through in other places than here. However, it still touches home, because we have those people. Of course, we have the LGBTQ Center of Bay County.
And they're partnering with us to be on the panel.
Along with a club from FSU Panama City.
Yes, FSU PC Pride Club. They're going to be in attendance for the film tomorrow night. They're going to have a table, and they'll answer any questions that the community has or that other students have.
Which is a great way to introduce the community to the other people living in it, and certainly for folks who may have questions about how other people live their lives and the struggles that they go through that they may not have insight into.
And one of the reasons why we picked this film right now is that Monday, October 11th, is National Coming Out Day, and so we really wanted to pair that with something that's, you know, going on nationally.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, this event's happening tomorrow at the Panama City campus of FSU, over in the outdoor amphitheater.
Correct. And if it rains, it'll be moved inside to the Holly Building Auditorium.
The film starts at 7:30, but of course, come early if you'd like, because there will be a food truck where you can make purchases of your food around 5-ish.
5 to 8, and bring chairs, you can bring a picnic, just no glass or alcohol, but otherwise it should be a delightful evening. And we also have some swag, so it's free and open to the public to attend.
Excellent. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the panel that'll be going on after the showing of the film, to better inform people about what's going on in our community, right here on The Mix.